はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようリトアニア、
夏子です。
よしです。
Peter here. Beginner lesson number 66. As always, we're brought to you by Air Claren, the translation and interpretation specialists. Okay, welcome back everybody.
It's nice to be back.
It is great to have you back. Okay, we just would like to remind everybody to stop by JapanesePod101.com. Leave us a post, leave us a comment on the forum, sign up and see what else is new in the Learning Center. Okay, Natsuko, 今日、元気ですか？
とっても元気ですよ。ヨシは？
元気です。ピーターさんは元気ですか？
今日も絶好調です。Again, we have another great dialogue for you. So, without further ado, here we go.
はい。
もしもし、夏子ですけど。
はいはい。今から行きます。食べ物と飲み物も買いました。ラジオの電池も交換しました。準備完了です。1時間くらいかかりますので、よろしくお願いします。
本当にごめんなさい。うっかり忘れました。今日別の予定がありました。本当に悪いんですけど、今日のドライブは…
ああ、そうですか。全然構いませんよ。たまには一人ぼっちのピクニックもいいですね。
ああ、本当にごめんなさい。今度埋め合わせします。
その必要はないですよ。来週末はどうですか？
来週は絶対大丈夫です。よろしくお願いします。
では、また来週。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
はい。
もしもし、夏子ですけど。
はいはい。今から行きます。食べ物と飲み物を買いました。ラジオの電池も交換しました。準備完了です。1時間くらいかかりますので、よろしくお願いします。
本当にごめんなさい。うっかり忘れました。今日別の予定がありました。本当に悪いんですけど、今日のドライブは…
ああ、そうですか。全然構いませんよ。たまには一人ぼっちのピクニックもいいですね。
本当にごめんなさい。今度埋め合わせします。
その必要はないですよ。来週末はどうですか？
来週は絶対大丈夫です。よろしくお願いします。
では、また来週。今度はピーターの英語が入ります。はい。
Hello?
もしもし、夏子ですけど。
Hello, this is Natsuko.
はいはい。
Yeah?
今から行きます。
I'm leaving now.
食べ物と飲み物を買いました。
I bought food and drinks.
ラジオの電池も交換しました。
I also changed the batteries in the radio.
準備完了です。
Preparations are complete.
1時間くらいかかりますので、よろしくお願いします。
It will take about an hour, so I'll see you then.
本当にごめんなさい。
I'm really sorry.
うっかり忘れました。
It completely slipped my mind.
今日別の予定がありました。
Today, I have something else planned.
本当に悪いんですけど、今日のドライブは…
I know this is really bad on my part, but about today's drive…
ああ、そうですか。
Ah, I see.
全然構いませんよ。
I don't mind at all.
たまには一人ぼっちのピクニックもいいですね。
Every once in a while, it's nice to go on a picnic by yourself.
本当にごめんなさい。
I'm so sorry.
今度埋め合わせします。
This time, I'll make it up to you.
その必要はないですよ。
There's no need for that.
来週末はどうですか?
How about next weekend?
来週は絶対大丈夫です。
Next week is completely all right. Perfect.
よろしくお願いします。
I'll see you then.
では、また来週。
Okay. See you next week. Wow, Natsuko, what a nice guy.
Yes, I'm so impressed.
What a positive attitude. How do we say positive in Japanese?
前向き。
And can you break that down?
前向き。
This guy's really 前向き, huh?
そうですね。いい人ですね。
We'll see about that. Okay, lots of vocab to cover, so we're going to get into that now. Here we go. Okay, Natsuko, what's the first word?
ラジオ。
Radio.
ラジオ、ラジオ。
So Yoshi, how can we ask Natsuko if she listens to the radio?
Natsuko さん、ラジオは聞きますか?
はい、聞きます。
And how about Yoshi?
Yoshi さん、ラジオ聞きますか?
はい、聞きます。携帯でよく聞きます。
You listen on your cell phone?
Yes, I do.
Wow, how about you, Natsuko? What do you listen on?
Oh, I listen at my home. Usually J-Wave.
J-Wave.
Yes.
J-Wave は何ですか? What's J-Wave? I think many people out there might not know what J-Wave is.
Oh, it's a FM station in Japan, but they usually use English narration.
And what kind of songs they play?
Oh, many songs. Western music usually, but they do have Japanese music programs as well.
All right. So, what do we have next?
次の言葉。
次の言葉は行きましょう。
電池。
Battery.
電池。電池。
Now, with all the handheld electrical gadgets nowadays, there's a very important word associated with this.
Mm-hmm.
Natsuko, what's that word?
充電。
To charge.
Mm-hmm.
One more time. Break it down.
充電.
Now, the cell phone providers in Japan are really, really nice. If your battery runs out, you can go to your cell phone provider and have them charge the battery for you.
Yes, free. Very nice.
I had a friend who used to do this. He wouldn't use his own electricity. That guy really wanted to conserve some money.
Savings.
Yeah, now that's a bit overboard. Now, if the battery runs out and you go to the store, what phrase can we use to get them to charge your battery?
充電お願いします。
And they'll most happily oblige.
Yes.
Actually, in our building in Akasaka, the first floor, there's an AU. And Jonas and I use it often. Not so much that we're cheap, we just forget the charging cords.
Oh yes, and you can't go home to take that.
True. Okay, what do we have next?
次の言葉。
交換。
Change, exchange.
交換。
Now Yoshi, how can we ask Natsuko to give us an example?
礼をお願いします。
交換留学生。
Long word.
Yes.
And what's this?
Exchange students.
Yes. Okay, exchange student. Any other examples?
お金を物に交換する。
To exchange money for an item.
お金と物を交換する。
Same. To exchange money and an item. Now, the point here is you can use both grammar constructions. So you can have a to in between the two items, or you can have a wo and a ni. Both are okay. Next.
次の言葉は
準備
Preparations.
準備
準備 Now, for those of you who are late or early to a restaurant or store, you'll see this all the time. But the way you'll see it, it'll have one additional Chinese character on it. Mm-hmm. And what is that word?
준비中.
Which translates into, you're not getting in.
Right. We are still preparing.
Exactly. In the middle of preparing, mm-hmm. probably it's just pretty much an excuse, but yes the translation is preparing. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, we're running low on time, so we got to pick up the pace.
Okay.
Here we go.
次の言葉。
完了。
Complete.
完了。完了。次の言葉は。
かかる。
Take, as in take time, which is?
時間がかかる。
Or takes money, which is?
お金がかかる。
Sounds like planning a wedding.
Right. You went through this, right?
Well, let's just change the topic.
次の言葉。
ごめんなさい。
Natsuko, please give us a translation. I'm sure you can do a better one than I can.
What do you mean by that? I'm sorry.
Yes, and you'll often hear a short, informal version.
ごめん。
And this would be used among friends and intimate people. Mm-hmm. Would you say ごめん to a boss if you made a mistake?
No, you better not.
Next up.
次の言葉は
構う。
To mind. To care about.
構う。構う。
Now, this is a dictionary form. Mm-hmm. What form did we find in the dialogue?
構いません。
Now, in this context, it means I don't mind at all, in a very positive way. Mm-hmm. Meaning it's okay. Mm-hmm. Give us the example one more time.
全然構いませんよ。
I don't mind at all.
Yes.
So you can use this in situations where somebody comes to you and they're feeling guilty about something or they're feeling like they should apologize or something. This is the word that you would use to let them know it's all right, no trouble at all.
Mm-hmm. Nice word.
Very nice. If someone comes to you for help, you can use this word. For example, if Yoshi needed help on Saturday, help with moving his heavy piano.
Natsuko-san, 引っ越しの手伝いをお願いします。
あ、全然構いませんよ。Am I sure?
you're looking like, thank goodness. Thank goodness this is just an example.
Yes.
We should get a video camera in here sometime.
No, better not.
次の言葉。
一人ぼっち。
Alone.、Mm-hmm. All alone.、
Very sad word. 一人ぼっち。一人ぼっち。
Yeah, Yoshi, can you tell us about this word? From drawing on experience.
一人ぼっち。It's all about me.
No, you're not.
Yoshi, what was that expression you gave us to ask Natsuko to give us an example?
礼をお願いします。
今年のクリスマスも一人ぼっちなんだ。
Oh, that's so sad.
Yes.
This Christmas, it's going to be spent all alone.
Yes. Also, we usually use the word 一人, but ぼっち is kind of stressing that you're all alone, completely alone. It's a more so stronger way to say alone.
Ah, I didn't know, I wasn't aware of that.
Really?
It's a good strategy. All right. I'm completely alone. It's like a cry for help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe.
Kind of like, I'm open for invitation. I'm alone. I'm welcome. Anything you want to do,
yes,
just
maybe.
Help, help, help.
It's like that.
Okay, next.
次の言葉。
ピクニック。
Picnic.
ピクニック。ピクニック。
Picnic. Okay, now let's get on to today's point. Okay, Natsuko, what is today's point?
かかる。
Now, we touched on this in the vocab, but this word, you need to be a little more specific when you use it, unless the topic is understood. For example, the other day, I got into a taxi.
Okay.
And I wanted to go to a far place. So I said to the driver, the destination, Kunitachi made, plus, dono gurai kakarimasu ka?
Oh, I see.
Now, Yoshi, can you give us a proper pronunciation?
Kunitachi made, dono kurai kakarimasu ka?
Now, the problem with this statement is it can be translated or interpreted both as how long to Kunitachi or how much to Kunitachi.
Exactly.
So the driver was a bit confused. I wanted to know both, actually.
Oh, I see.
So when you're using the verb,
かかる,
you have to make sure the topic is understood.
Yes.
Now, you don't. If the topic is obviously money, mm-hmm. then you don't have to switch. You don't have to put in money every single time.
Yes.
But you just have to make sure the topic is understood. Mm-hmm. So give us the money and time difference one more time.
お金がどのくらいかかりますか?
How much? So that is for money. Now, when you're talking about time, the vehicle or means by which you go is often included in the sentence and marked by the particle de.
Oh, yes, right.
So, for example, I often meet people and they ask me,
ニューヨークまで飛行機でどのくらいかかりますか?
How long does it take to New York by airplane? And I usually say 14 hours.
Mm.
Oh, what a flight. So you get the general idea. All right, we went way, way over today. So we're going to have to stop here. Did you have fun, Yoshi?
Yes.
All right. That's going to do for today. See you tomorrow.
また明日ね。
またね。